The story starts.
I was born in the city of Bombay once upon a time. No, that won't do. There's no getting away from the date. I was born in Dr. Narlikar's nursing home on August the 15th, 1947. And the time? The time matters too. Well then, at night. No, it's important to be more on the stroke of midnight, as a matter of fact. Clock-handed joined palms in respectful greeting as I came. Oh, spell it out. Spell it out. At the precise instant of India's arrival at independence, I tumbled forth into the world. There were gasps, and outside the window, fireworks and crowds. A few seconds later, my father broke his big toe, but his accident was a mere trifle when set beside what had befallen me in that benighted moment, because thanks to the occult tyrannies of those blindly saluting clocks, I had mysteriously handcuffed to history. My destinies indissolubly chained to those of my country. For the next 3 decades, there was to be no escape. Soothsayers had prophesied me. Newspapers celebrated my arrival. Politicos ratified my authenticity. I was left entirely without a say in the matter. I, Salim Sinai, later variously called Snotnose, Stainface, Baldy, Sniffer, Buddha, and even Piece of the Moon, had become heavily embroiled in fate, at the best of times a dangerous sort of involvement. And I couldn't even wipe my own nose at the time. Now, however, time, having no further use for me, is running out. I will soon be 31 years old, perhaps, if my crumbling, overused body permits. But I have no hope of saving my life, nor can I count on having even 1,000 nights and a night. I must work fast, faster than Scheherazade, if I am to end up meaning, yes, meaning, something. I admit it, above all things, I fear absurdity. And there are so many stories to tell, too many, such an excess of intertwined lives, events, miracles, places, rumours, so dense a commingling of the improbable and the mundane. I have been a swallower of lives, and to know me, just the one of me, you'll have to swallow the lot as well. Consumed multitudes are jostling and shoving inside me, and guided only by the memory of a large white bedsheet with a roughly circular hole some 7 inches in diameter cut into the centre, clutching at the dream of that holy, mutilated square of linen, which is my talisman, my open sesame. I must commence the business of remaking my life from the point at which it really began, some 32 years before anything as obvious, as present, as my clock-ridden, crime-stained birth.